Hello. Hello. So it turns out my headphones don't work, but it's fine.
No.
Yeah. It's okay.
Okay.
Everything's fine.
Okay.
Okay, boomer. Yeah.
Don't call me a boomer.
Are
That's
you
illegal.
offended, Snowflake? No. Oh, Jesus.
Okay, Sonic the Hedgehog's voice from the live action trailer.
meow. I have so much shame from knowing pretty much every word from that trailer.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. That's
Yeah.
justified.
Oh well, there's gonna be another Sonic trailer apparently because they're not doing that one anymore.
Did
So,
they remake it all nice like?
well, I don't know if it's nice yet, but we'll wait and see.
Okay.
it's probably still gonna be a close contender with the Cats live action 2019 remake. So.
Good. Okay. I'm good. I'm
Okay.
sorry. I didn't mean to do that.
Thanks for
I
that,
didn't mean
Albert.
to.
I'm so
I
glad
didn't
you
mean
joined.
to. Didn't mean to do it.
It's
It just
okay.
happened.
It's okay. As long as you're not the live action James Corden cat, I think you're fine in my
Yeah.
eyes.
Isn't Zendaya in that? Or
No,
was
I
that
think
like
it's
a
Taylor
fever dream?
Swift.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, even better.
Even Zendaya wouldn't stoop that low.
Yeah. Zendaya knows how dumb that is.
She knows. Oh my God. Ooh-wee.
Zooey mama.
Zooey mama. Wow.
What are we going to
Very
talk
long.
about today on the podcast, Dawn?
I don't know. Do you have anything you'd like to say?
I
Any
guess we could
thoughts?
visit. I guess we could visit the note that we made
Oh,
with all the
yeah.
ideas.
Or I don't know. I know
Okay.
you were talking about Gremlins earlier today. I don't know if you want to
Oh
share
yeah.
that
I
with
mean, I
everybody
haven't.
else.
Okay, I haven't watched Gremlins in like 6 years, so I didn't remember how nice and good it was. But all the parts are very pleasant. The Mogwai, as they're
It
called.
Mogwai?
No, they're Mao. I'm pretty sure it's
Anna,
Mogwai.
I had a tiny animatronic Mogwai in my room when I was little. I think I
Oh yeah.
know.
So it's
Yeah.
not Mogwai. It's not, even
It's
though
Mogwai.
literally I watched the movie on this day.
it used to sing. It sang songs and it would do that
Yeah, did it
stupid.
say it's Mogwai, not
It's
Mogwai?
God.
Dawn. Dawn.
Mogwai.
Oh, anyway, I thought it was very nice when they sang the Christmas song
Oh
at the
yeah.
beginning during the beginning credits. I got really excited for Christmas.
Yeah.
I love Christmas so much.
You hear me? Have you ever seen the sequel to Gremlins?
I vowed to never watch it.
Yeah, because basically what they do is they just go, what if there were different gremlins, like silly electric gremlin and gremlin with boobs?
Boob
Boob
gremlin? Boob?
gremlin? Hee hee, maybe. So
Right, guys? Right? Right?
it's like all of those other silly 80s sequels that they made, like Jaws 2,
No, it sounds like Despicable Me 2 when they
God.
had purple minions.
No, stop. I try to forget about the Despicable Me franchise when I have the chance. Like, remember when they made an entire movie based on the Minions?
Do you want to know something funny?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you.
Oh, really?
So basically, today I went shopping for my homecoming dress.
Oh, yeah.
And I got essentially the same dress that I've worn to every school dance.
Oh,
It's
is it
just,
red?
it's red. That's exactly like the other dress.
Wow.
But it's Nope, yeah, it's exactly like the other dress. Anyway, and I was there and I was with Katie, who will probably never listen to this podcast, but if she does someday, hi Katie. I thought it was really funny when we like were in some store. Oh my God, my cat just came in. And
Lola,
oh
Goob,
my
come
God.
here. You could be on the podcast too.
Anyway,
Okay.
there was this like so like turtleneck dress and it was
Turtle.
striped like black
Ooh.
and gray and she
So
pointed it and
you
she
can
was
now
like,
be the sandworm.
no, it was a little dip. The sandworm is white and gray, you fool.
Oopsies, my
Or wait,
bad.
it's I think it's black and white
Yeah, it's
even.
black and white.
Okay, no, this dress was gray. What colors did I say?
You
I don't
said
know.
black and
I
white, I
don't
could have sworn.
No, well, I didn't mean that.
Oh, whatever, it's fine.
I
All
meant,
right.
I'm
Just
sorry, I'm
keep
really
going.
tired. I meant gray and black. And she said, "Oh, like Gru," and I thought it was really funny.
Oh my God. Wow.
Oh, like Gru.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to buy it for that sole fact that like it looked like Gru.
Yeah.
Funny.
Funny, big laugh. But I don't know. Whenever I think of Despicable Me now, I like don't immediately think of like Gru and all of that. But like the first thing that pops up in my head is in Despicable Me 2 when there was that one like Mexican guy that was
Oh
the
yeah, and the girl who was played by Miranda Cosgrove was
Yeah.
had a crush on the Hispanic
His
boy and they went to the
son.
Cinco de Mayo
Yeah.
celebration.
And he had long black hair.
Yeah, he looked really good, honestly. I was in love with
Yeah.
him too, I think. He was
Oh
very nice looking, very, very easy on the eye.
my God. Wow. Yeah, but I don't like to think about Despicable Me a lot, mostly because my sister had an obsession with them. So every day I would have to hear like a banana joke or something. I don't know.
Oh, very sad.
Didn't Neil
That is
Patrick Harris
very
voice one
sad.
of them or something?
A minion?
Yeah. Wait,
I
I'm looking it
don't
up.
know.
I
I
bet
hope
he
not.
did. I bet you he did.
Wow. Last night I was listening to that. Oh my God, what's it's how does the song? Well, there's this one song and it goes one shot, one whiskey, one beer, or something like you know what song I'm talking about, Dawn.
I wish I could say that I
No, I'm
did.
gonna I like one beer, one scotch,
This just sounds
one
like every country song
whiskey.
now.
It's not a country. One beer, one shot, one bourbon, one scotch, one beer. That's it. One bourbon, one scotch, one beer. And then it like catapulted me back to myself like 3 years ago when I watched Glee and I was like, oh, Mr. Shu and Neil Patrick Harris duetted this song in a weird karaoke bar. And I had to live with that memory.
Oh, wow, that's really fun and silly. I
Wow,
don't know.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
No,
I
allow
believe
me to
that in my heart
apologize.
somewhere, I know what that song is,
It
probably.
goes here.
Oh,
I'll
is it
read you the
one
lyrics from Goo.
shot, one
Well, yeah,
whiskey?
that's what I said, but it's not that
Yeah.
apparently. It's one
Oh.
bourbon, one scotch, one
Oh.
beer.
Oh, completely different.
And they
I
did
can
it
see
on
where the
Glee.
confusion arose. Now I completely understand. I know exactly what you're
So, but
talking
they
about
had to
now.
change the lyrics, I think, for Glee.
Wow.
So, might have gone a little
Oh my God. Wow. Michael
different.
Keaton was in the Minions movie.
No.
Yeah, he was.
Who was he? Was he Bob?
It
Was he
says he's.
Stuart?
No, he wasn't any of the Minions. He was Walter Nelson.
What a memorable character.
I
I'm
know,
glad I know
right?
exactly who that is.
My favorite character from the Minions franchise. What does he look like? I don't know, but it's Michael Keaton. I don't
You
know.
know, like
I
Michael
like
Keaton.
I remember when I used to watch like the Oscars and stuff, and I would watch like the movies that were in the Oscars because I was like, this is definitely a good movie. I mean, they liked it, so this is a good movie. And then I watched Birdman and I was like, God, I hate Michael Keaton so much. Like, he scared me in Beetlejuice too as a child. So that was wonderful.
You know, they were going to make a Beetlejuice sequel.
Yeah, I know. I've been told for 10 fucking years that
No,
they're gonna
Dawn,
make a
they're not
Beetlejuice
going to make
sequel.
it.
And I
No, they're
know they're
not
not gonna
really.
make it. Yeah,
But do you want to know
exactly.
what it was about? Do you want to know what it was going to be
Yeah.
about?
Yeah.
So basically what was going to happen
Oh,
is
God.
I want to say it was like Beetlejuice's like cousin
Oh,
or
of course it's
wait.
a cousin.
Hold on. I don't want to like give our literally five listeners the wrong details about
Yeah, gosh.
Beetlejuice
You gotta find
two.
credible sources for this stuff, Anna. You can't use Wikipedia.
Okay, I'll use IMDb.
Oh, wonderful. Wow.
Wait, no, it was like
Yeah.
there was something about it where it was like he was going to go to Hawaii. It was like it took place in Hawaii,
Oh.
if you will. Oh,
Okay.
shoot. Never mind. This says something different. Do you want to hear what IMDb says? This
Yeah,
might
let's
be more
hear
right than whatever, like, my
it.
unconscious cooked up. It
Well, that was
says,
probably a good idea anyway.
here's
You
what
can
it
make your own
says.
movie.
Yeah, I'm gonna make Beetlejuice 2 where Beetlejuice goes to the island, like paradise or
Yeah,
something.
except you have to like use a name that's like not copyrighted, so you have to make like spider
Beetle
milk or
milk.
something like
Spider
that.
milk.
Spider
Yum.
milk.
Are you
All right.
ready?
Yeah.
Beetlejuice is back in this hilarious
God.
side-splitting sequel to the 1988 blockbuster starring Michael Keaton.
No.
In this sequel, Beetlejuice takes us on a journey to the land of Boz. Just follow the purple block path where you'll find the sorcerer of Boz, and he'll grant you three wishes. Use those wishes wisely. I think that's made
Anna,
up,
this
but
doesn't sound real.
I
I
can't
think
like
your own
verify
one wish.
that.
Did somebody just make up like boss? Why?
It sounds like the plot of a story that I would like write in fifth grade.
Yeah, where you just take a story that you already know. It's like in sixth grade when I literally made a Harry Potter fan fiction for a sixth grade writing assignment.
Oh,
Except I
wait.
changed all the names.
Okay, this is what I was saying. So, are you
Yeah.
ready? This is from businesstimes.cn,
Wow, okay.
which sounds real.
Sounds very real, very official.
It's called Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian.
Okay,
Ready?
continue.
Wait, I'm gonna try to
Yeah.
find. Okay, I think it's who he who ha.
Yeah.
No, Michael Keaton said it's not gonna happen, and also there was nothing in this article said anything.
No.
Oh, wait.
All right.
Okay, this is from CBR.com. Beetlejuice 2, The Long Strange History of the Troubled Sequel.
Wow, okay.
It says
Continue.
it was ill-fated. That's sad. Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian. Okay. So it would have centered on Lydia Dietz and her family relocating to Hawaii when her father decides to open a resort on the island. After the construction for the resort starts on an ancient burial ground, Beetlejuice and various other supernatural elements are set loose. The film would have melded Burton's German expressionism inspired style with 1950s, 60s beach movies, climaxing in
Right.
Beetlejuice compelling surf competing in a surf competition. However, Burton and Keaton became primarily focused on the follow-up to Batman, which eventually became Batman Returns.
One. How silly.
Okay, but at least now we know that I didn't like make that story
Yeah,
up.
that's
Beetlejuice goes,
good.
and they're on the island.
They go to Hawaii? Oh my
And they go
God.
to Hawaii, guys. I swear. Beetlejuice is there and he's in Hawaii. I
Wow.
heard
Really? I heard it, I promise. Wow.
it.
Well, I mean, it's probably a good thing they didn't make it. And also,
Yeah,
I'm kind of
honestly, it
glad
wouldn't
they're
have
not
been
making it
good.
now. So, yeah.
Like, honestly, I don't want to see Michael Keaton as Beetlejuice competing in a
Yeah,
Hawaiian
no.
surf competition. I
Yeah.
don't, there's something about that that just
Uh-huh.
like doesn't really sit well with me.
Also, like, that doesn't that just like take away the whole thing from the last movie where he's like this big perv? Like, that just kind of goes around and like nobody likes him. How is like he's supposed to be in like a surf competition
Oh
as
my
the main
God.
plot of the movie? Like,
Wait, are you wait. Okay. So
yeah.
someone like must have made like I don't want to
Oh
know what
gosh.
this is. I'm
Oh
gonna
no.
send it to you, but let me
Okay.
describe it for our listeners.
Oh no.
It's a picture of Beetlejuice.
Oh no.
He's wearing cropped pinstripe, like the his imagine the pants part of his Beetlejuice suit outfit,
Yeah.
but they're cut off, and you can see his bare like rotting flesh legs. And Lydia, he's holding Lydia like you would hold like a World War II veteran would hold a fallen. I'm gonna wait. I have
Wait,
to send
send
you a
it to me,
picture.
please. I've got to see this.
Okay, I only had the picture computer, so it's like terrible,
Oh,
but
no, it's
it's
all right.
the says Beetlejuice goes to Hawaii, and it's got Adam and Barbara on a jet ski, and it
Oh,
has
God.
Lydia's parents, whose
Oh.
names I don't remember, in the corner, and it says, Beetlejuice goes Hawaiian
He's
this
putting
summer. He's putting the
the
owl in luau.
Oh,
This
why did
looks
they have to
terrible.
like they detailed
What
this like
is
raw so much?
this? The rating in the corner, it says it's rated ES for extremely silly. I want to know what this is. Why did they make this? Oh, it's an art man. I think it's just an art man. Oh my God, wait. This is wait.
Oh
I have
God.
to send you this.
I'm like really put off by how like Lydia looked in this. I really don't like
Yeah, for some reason I
it.
really hate the idea of Beetlejuice's legs. That like that really
Yeah.
scares me. Like
Like his face was enough in the movie that there was like literally like rotting, just rotting flesh on his face that was covered in like moss. That was enough for me. And now I have to like
now I have to look at
know
his
in my
bare
subconsciousness about his
legs.
like legs too.
That is not cool. Not cool at all. Oh my God. Putting the
Yeah, I
owl in
really.
luau.
Is this the only thing that
This is
they
the
made?
only thing
Like,
that comes up when you Google Beetlejuice Goes Hawaiian images.
wait, maybe if you look up poster. I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Oh, wow, those kind of suck. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Oh.
It's just like a lot of fan art, which I don't
Yeah.
imagine. Like, how did someone know so much about Beetlejuice trivia that they knew that they were planning to make a Beetlejuice sequel in which he goes to
Yeah.
Hawaii and then didn't make it, and then they knew enough about that that they
Yeah.
made fan art. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't
I
really
don't know,
like
man.
that
Well, it's
personally.
better than like other Beetlejuice art that they could make. Like, I would not, I would never go on DeviantArt and look up
Yeah, that would
Beetlejuice.
be a
That's
poor
a big
choice.
no-no.
A
That would
very
be
scary
a step
decision.
in the wrong direction. Oh my
Girl,
God.
come
I
here.
just, she's talking to me, but I can't hear what
My
she's
goodness.
saying. Oh
She's a cat,
no.
so
Wow.
it's
Yeah.
okay, I
I don't
guess.
know. All of those people on TikTok that like have now like heard the musical or whatever. And okay, I don't like the musical. I'm just gonna say right now, I think it's kind of
Yeah,
stupid.
I listened
I'm
to the musical
sorry.
for the first
But
time
like,
yesterday, and for some reason, it was very off-putting to me because from
yeah.
only listening to the soundtrack, I can already tell that there are some major plot differences and different,
Oh
like,
yeah.
it's very different. And I feel like the
They like
character of
changed the whole
Beetlejuice is
thing.
really different, and for some reason, I really like it
Yeah.
very much less. And also, to think of anyone who's not Michael Keaton, it's like saying things that
Yeah.
Beetlejuice says. I really don't like that for some reason.
Yeah, me neither. I just like I didn't even really listen to it that much. It's just like I know the plot differences in it, which is like basically like apparently Beetlejuice is like an angsty like teenager now.
Yeah,
Like he's not a
Lydia's
teenager,
like
obviously, but like he's like,
suicidal.
yeah, and you know Juno, like that old woman from the movie that like was smoking or whatever and she had like a slit in her neck. Apparently, like she's his mom now.
Oh no. No, I thought the whole thing that I thought about, like, I really liked the movie because I thought it was really interesting and I thought that there was a lot you could like tell about the plot from just like the way that it is. So apparently what
Yeah.
happened to Juno was like if you kill yourself in like real life, then you like
Oh, you're a civil
yeah,
servant.
that's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And Beetlejuice like helped her kill himself and then also, like, there was something about that.
Oh,
And so I always
yeah.
thought that they were like lovers. But that, what you
Oh.
just told me, really, I don't like it.
Okay, here's the impression that I got from the movie. What I got is that like Beetlejuice was kind of like her assistant. Like she, you know how like there's that football team and everything that she like
Yeah.
coaches or whatever. I don't know if she coaches them, but like you get it. But like I thought that like she was like the boss and he was like her assistant. But then he went off and did like a ton of like weird freelance like black market stuff and all of that. And then like she was like, ew, he's the worst. And not like their lovers.
No, I definitely thought they were lovers like the whole time.
How?
Because
No.
he says in it, she was like, oh yeah, Beetlejuice, he's so bad. Like, I killed myself and he was my assistant, and that's why he has to be like, that's why he's like not allowed to like be a ghost or anything. Like, he has to like work for like the ghost government or whatever, but he can't, he like didn't technically, like, I don't know if he killed himself or not because I don't remember that far into the plot, but like it was definitely something like that. But he was also doing his little like bio exorcism thing. But then I was also confused on like whether that was legal because from like the way that he is, I thought it was illegal. But Juno doesn't really seem to have a problem with him like being a bio exorcist, so it's really confusing to me. I sure
I
wish
don't know.
there was someone who knew more about Beetlejuice than I did.
Yeah. All of like the logistics of that movie were just like so like I couldn't understand any of it 'cause like even to this day I like can't like say with full like 100% certainty that he married Lydia as like a green card
No, here's
agreement.
what happened. Okay, I definitely know that part. So what happened
Okay.
was that oh God, what's his name? O Olo? Ono?
Oh, also.
Otho. Okay, so what
Yeah.
happened was like when they did the banana boat, when he like possessed all of them to try to scare them
Yeah.
away, Otho
Yeah.
thought that that could be like a really lucrative like sort of like gimmick and that he could like charge people to go in to the Deese's house and like get possessed for like fun. And so then
Yeah.
he like called up this guy and he was like, oh yeah, like we're gonna make this really like good thing. And then I think he was trying to like get it so that Beetlejuice and like Adam and Barbara were like under his control, but then he accidentally like started exercising them. And so then Adam and Barbara were like disappearing because they were being exercised. And Lydia said she like had to go to Beetlejuice and call him so that he could save Adam and Barbara because he was like the only one who could like help. And so then he was like, oh, I'll only help Adam and Barbara if you marry me, Lydia. And so then that's why they got married.
Well, like I understand that part, but what was his motive behind marrying Lydia is what I'm
Oh, she's
confused about. 'Cause
hot.
was it
I don't know.
that's the problem. I didn't know if it was like as a green card thing, so like he could stay in like the mortal realm forever, 'cause you know how you have to say his name 3 times or whatever so he can like be there.
Well,
I was confused if it was so he could just be there forever or because he's like a
I
pervert.
mean,
I don't
I
know.
thought that it was kind of because he's a pervert, but also I think, because remember the Room of Lost Souls? So,
Oh my God. Wow, my voice.
yeah. Okay,
Yeah.
Juno.
No.
But the Room of Lost Souls, I think that if he married Lydia, then it would like cancel out that he helped Juno kill him, kill herself, and then he wouldn't ever have to like be in the room of, wait, Room of Lost Souls.
But like
I don't know.
he
Now I'm getting
had,
confused with Beetlejuice and Coco.
the thing is, I'm like still confused because like I thought that like you know it was just because he was a perv, but then like apparently in the musical it is like strictly a green card thing, so he can like stay in the mortal realm. So I don't know if that's how they intended it in the movie or not with the same thing. Because also like God, I know too much Beetlejuice stuff, but like I watched the cartoon too when I was
Oh,
younger.
yeah.
And like it seems way too like weird for like if he was actually into Lydia for them to like be besties
Yeah,
afterwards.
it was the musical is really confusing to me also because like
Yeah.
from like I didn't the thing is that I didn't willingly listen to the Beetlejuice soundtrack. Like I like
Yeah.
don't care very
I don't
much,
think anybody
but
that
it
same
was
does.
on at Sheffield, and so I listened to it, and like from what it sounded like Lydia wanted to marry Beetlejuice because she hated her parents so much that she wanted to kill herself. But then they sang a song about why you shouldn't kill yourself because then you'll have to work in like the purgatory, like you know, thing. And so I think she wanted to marry Beetlejuice so she could like also there was like that whole weird like I don't the thing is that I don't really know very much about the musical, so don't like quote me on this, but what it sounded like was that she wanted to like she like hated her parents so much. She wanted to like I don't know. She just like the whole thing was that Beetlejuice was like, oh, let's just like get rid of your parents. And she was like, okay. And then like I feel like maybe the marriage was like partly in with that or something. I don't know. The
I don't
musical
know.
really confused me like a
I know.
lot. So
I'm also mad that in the musical, like, Delia is so much like more bland, I
yeah,
guess.
I
I
think
don't
all
know.
the
It
characters.
seems like she's like all of them just seem like so super bland. Like Otho isn't interesting anymore. Like he was like the chubby silly man who like I don't
Yeah.
know, wore silly suits and
Well,
things.
I think they
And like
like.
Delia had her sculptures, and I don't even think the sculptures are in the musical.
I think they like needed to make it more like focused on Beetlejuice.
Mainstream.
'Cause like also like
Oh, yeah.
having all those side characters like Juno and Otho, I feel like that
Yeah.
makes it harder to follow, you know? So maybe they had to like take it out for that reason so that it could just be centered around Beetlejuice and Lydia. But like still there was like a lot of stuff that doesn't really make sense. So it's quite silly. I don't know.
I also just think the singing in it is really annoying because,
Yeah,
like,
it's just I just hate hearing anyone who's not Michael Keaton saying like Beetlejuice things and like being
I
Beetlejuice.
know
It's really
it
terrible.
like to hear like that one dude like say the whole monologue about like I attended Juilliard, I'm a graduate of the Harvard Business School, I travel quite extensively. Like I don't like hearing the other dude say that. It's just
Yeah.
it makes me like uncomfortable having heard the other one like so
Yeah, it's just like
many
I feel like
times and it's been like hammered into my brain.
I mean, there are a
Like,
lot of people I know that like, oh, this is feels so dirty saying, but they're like,
oh my God, calm down.
I've only listened to the Beetlejuice soundtrack. I've never seen the actual movie. And I'm like, oh my God, like what? It's just
Yeah.
like I feel bad,
No.
but 'cause like I don't know, like I'm not Tim Burton, like I don't want to
Yeah,
force
yeah.
anyone to watch Beetlejuice, but I think that Beetlejuice is a really good movie, and like the
But like,
musical
yeah.
and everything, it like is different than the
Yeah.
movie, so you shouldn't like
It's different down
consider
there.
your different
Oh
down here, Anna, but like you shouldn't consider
my
yourself to be knowledgeable about Beetlejuice if you've only listened like to the musical soundtrack.
God. Yeah. And like, you know, when I say that, I sound like bad about it, but also like you're missing out on so much with not watching the movie. Like you don't get the Zagnut fly. You
Yeah.
don't get that like weird shrunken head dude in the waiting room, or I don't know, maybe you do, but obviously it's not that big of a deal there.
Yeah,
You don't get
exactly.
like all this like super cool stuff. And also, I think they die in a different way in the musical because obviously they can't like make a car go off a bridge like
Oh,
with water
yeah.
underneath it for like them dying. And also, you don't get Alec Baldwin,
I know,
which
there
like
is
I
so
didn't even know
much.
it was Alec Baldwin for like
I know.
5 years.
He looks so beautiful in Beetlejuice. His
I
lips are
know.
always wet. I don't. Did you notice that? Did you notice that? Like, it is bizarre. His lips are so, like, plump and moist for literally the entire movie. It's amazing.
Amazing. Truly amazing.
I wish
On
he
the
didn't,
topic
like,
of
get
Tim Burton
ugly.
movies,
Oh, yeah.
like, same here. Like, he seems like kind of a weird guy now, like
I
a
feel like he
risk.
could have been the Paul Rudd of his time, but now he's
Yeah.
just Boss Baby.
I don't know. He's okay in 30 Rock, but then he did Boss Baby, and I
Yeah,
was like,
Boss Baby really,
uh-uh.
like, that was very
It put
sad.
him like several steps lower. But yeah. On the topic of Tim Burton movies, have you watched Edward Scissorhands recently?
I love Edward Scissorhands.
Edward Scissorhands is like so good and I love it so much. And I like for the longest time I was like, oh yeah, my favorite character in Edward Scissorhands is Edward. You know, he's a silly fun. Actually, no, it wasn't Edward, it was the scientist, because I thought he was pretty cool. But then after a while I realized my favorite character is
Pam
the
is so
mom. Pam!
nice.
She's
She is the sweetest
the best
woman when she says, "This is my favorite."
in the
Yes, Avon Calling.
world.
I think that with a little bit of lavender, we can accent and highlight your new fall look. I love her. She's so nice.
Pam so much. And honestly, she's the best part of the movie because, you know, Edward's great and all. Edward and Winona Ryder, they're whatever, they're pretty great. But like also after a while of like their bland little small talk or whatever, because you know, Edward doesn't really
Yeah.
speak English and she's not like the brightest character. It's so nice and refreshing to have her come in and
Yes.
be like, oh, Edward, or
Her,
whatever.
she is
I don't
so
know.
nice. The dad, every scene with the dad in it is like very funny to me. Like the
Yeah.
part with the lemonade, I'm like, what the shit? Who is this guy? Like, and also not to be, you know, that person, but I thought that Anthony Michael Hall was
Michael
good
Hall.
in this
Yeah.
movie. I thought he
Yeah, I thought
was
so too. The thing is, I didn't even know it was Anthony Michael Hall for the longest time. And then I was like looking, I forget what it was for, but like I was looking at the cast or something for it, and I saw it was Anthony Michael Hall, and I was like, oh, how fun and silly. That silly man.
Yeah,
I
it's
don't
just like
know.
when they're making the cookies in the factory,
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, I love it so much. I literally
When
want
Vincent
nothing.
Price gives him
Yes!
the scissor hand, and he's
And
all,
he says,
he's a
and like, he's so
sweet old
nice. Edward Scissorhands is so nice. I
You
want
want to hear a
nothing.
story?
Yes! Yes!
Okay, so you want to finish your thing first, or
No,
should I
I
go?
don't
All
want to
right,
finish my
okay.
thing.
So basically, when I was like younger, when I was like, I think I watched Edward Scissorhands for the first time when I was seven, I'm pretty sure, seven or eight. But I like during the beginning of the movie, I was like so just like in love with this old man because he was so sweet and nice. And I was like, oh my God, that's everything I want in like anybody. He's so sweet and nice, and he runs like this cookie factory, like man of my dreams. And then like I remember my dad used to like tell me about the actors or whatever when we were watching it, even though I was seven and I couldn't understand anything. And he was like, oh, he's
He
dead. And
died like
I
right after they
cried.
made Edward Scissorhands.
I cried for
Oh my
2 days.
God.
So that's really
That's
fun and
so
silly. But
sad.
also like he was such a sweet old
He
man.
really
Like,
was.
oh my God. Vincent Price, he's also the guy that did the voice in Thriller, I think. I'm pretty sure.
Oh my God, that's cool. That's a
Yeah.
nice tidbit.
He's a silly
I
old man.
literally
I don't
want
know. It always
nothing
like
more this fall than to have a boyfriend and watch Edward Scissorhands. That's
Yeah,
all.
that's a nice wish.
I don't, why
You
wouldn't
know.
I don't mean this fall. I mean in my life. Literally in my
Yeah.
entire, like, that is my only aspiration.
Like, I just, God, I have never had like a boyfriend around the time of like fall and stuff, which is truly
It's
depressing
cuffing
because, you know,
season.
that's the pro it like you don't even need to like do little cutesy dates or whatever. It's just like the atmosphere of everything is so goddamn nice. And like pumpkin patches are the thing is, I hate going to pumpkin patches with anybody that's not like friends. If it's with family, then
Yeah, it's
I
like
wanna like vomit.
miserable.
Like,
I'm like,
yeah,
it's too
I
warm
don't
and
wanna
yet
feed
too
anyone goats from
cold.
my hands.
I
Too
don't
warm
want to
and
talk to the
too
old
cold.
cashier woman. I don't want her to ask me what I'm
I
going to do with my pumpkin. I don't want to ask her,
nope.
like, I don't want to talk to anyone. I
I
just
don't want to
want
feed the goats with my bare hands because then they're going to smell all day.
to. Icky.
But like when it's with friends, it's so much nicer. And like with a boyfriend, like
Even more.
beautiful.
Even
Like
more.
I will absolutely shit myself going to any haunted houses with anybody. But if it's with a boyfriend, that changes everything. Everything.
It's so
Except I would
true.
still probably like slow down because that's what I do in haunted houses, apparently. I slow down when I get scared, even though I should be moving faster, but you know, it's
Wow, I've
fine.
never been to a haunted house, so I can't really say for sure what happens in there, but I think that it would be very fun.
I don't know. I went to 13th floor
Was it
like
scary?
a while ago. Well, the thing is, I didn't make it in.
Oh.
So,
What a weird
yeah.
story that that
Well,
is.
it's because it was this girl's birthday party, and like it was like this big group of people, and we were all waiting in line or whatever. And you know, like there's like the scary dudes in line that are kind of just like, you know,
Oh,
freaking
yeah.
people out or whatever. And since we were at like the very end of the line, he kind of had like a bit more like movement room, I
Yeah.
guess. So what he did is he realized how scared we were, and he chased us. He chased us very far, and
Oh,
two girls tripped and like completely gashed their knees. Meanwhile, me and this other girl hid behind a wall. And then we said, I don't think we want to do this anymore. And half of the people went in the haunted house, and the other half of the people stayed in the limo. So
well, Wow.
Actually, no, it wasn't a limo. It was a party bus
Oh my God.
with more. God. I really. How come, like, limos were so popular with, like, kids' parties and stuff? Like, it just doesn't happen
Yeah,
anymore
I
with
really want to
teenagers,
go in
but,
a
like,
limo someday, but like,
yeah.
I don't really envision myself ever being in any position to do that.
Yeah, that's fair. I don't
Maybe
know. I remember going to,
wedding,
like, wedding, maybe.
wedding,
I
I don't
don't
know.
know. I went to this one girl's birthday party. I didn't have that many friends in, like, elementary school, but I went to this one girl's birthday party, and, like, she had, like, a limo, and, like, the limo picked everybody up, and then we went to, like, this kid's salon, and, like,
Wow.
we made, like, perfume or something. I don't know. It was really weird, but I remember it extremely clearly. So that's fun.
Haha,
Little
what a
little fun.
story.
Yeah, all right. Do you still follow Tommy Wiseau?
I might. I think I unfollowed him actually recently, though.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty sure I unfollowed him recently too, because, like, he so heavily advertised his boxers
Yeah, I
company.
like didn't want to see like sometimes I'd go on Instagram while we were like waiting to like get a table for dinner, and I'd be like sitting next to Garrett or something, and I'd like pull it up and he'd be like, "These are my boxers on a half naked woman. What do you think?" And I'm like, I don't like it's not time to look at that, Tommy. Like, I
I
don't ever want to
really
look at that.
don't. I don't know. It makes me, like, very uncomfortable to see that. Like, I know for a fact that, Tommy's a little weird. And, like, he probably doesn't understand what he's doing, but it's I don't know. Also, like, has anybody found out, like, what he is yet? I feel like they should have done that by now, 'cause, like, nobody knows where he got all his money from, or, like, what country he's from, 'cause it's definitely not the US. I don't know. Weird guy, weird fella.
What a weird lad.
Weird science.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry, Anna, all right? Now, of course, this year is going to be, like, the year that, like, when I'm watching Nightmare Before Christmas or whatever, I'll just, like, default to Weird Science, because it's both Danny
It's so
Elfman.
funny. Weird Science is the
Danny Elfman.
silliest movie.
The silliest movie. I still haven't even watched it. I've just seen clips of it, and it makes me really disappointed in myself. So.
You what shit. Sorry, I like choked, but like
Wow.
Dawn, you need to watch that movie. It's so
I am
funny.
fully aware that I need to watch Weird Science, but I feel like it would be kind of sad watching this heart about, like, friendship or whatever all by myself.
Dawn,
So.
we're the Weird Science Boys. Don't be
Weird
scared.
Science. We are Anthony Michael Hall and Ian Not McKellen. So. Ian something. Just leave it at Ian.
Ian with an two eyes.
God, I hate saying the name Ian. I'm sorry.
Don't be scared.
I don't like it. Oh man. Oh my God. There have been, like, helicopters above my house all day. So that's a little silly and fun.
Are you
I don't
scared?
know.
Is it like Miss Saigon?
No. My God. Wow. I did, however, see another dead lizard in our pool today. So that was
Ooh.
really something, Like, I don't know. The lizards here are a little freaky because they, like, blend into everything. So wherever you're walking, like, you could step on a lizard potentially. So really, really fun. Really city. Really, really fun city. Oh man, I don't know. Do you have anything else you want to talk about, Anna?
No, we can call it if you want. This has been going on for kind
All
of
right.
long. Wait, let's
Okay.
close it out with some words of goodbye. I hope
Yeah.
that everyone has a
Words of goodbye.
I hope that everyone has a really nice night. If you were feeling a little lonely, I'm glad you got to hear two other voices. You fulfilled your social obligation for the day. Nice job. We'll
Yay.
be back soon.
And I don't know.
Oh,
Yeah.
do you want to say something to
Okay.
them?
I mean, sure. I don't know. If you listen to this, it's very nice hearing other people say they've listened to it because it gives a tiny little bit of gratification to our days.
Yeah.
But also, send us suggestions because we obviously don't know what to talk about half of the time.
Yeah,
So,
follow Dawn and Anna's superb channel, and then
yeah.
that's
That's all, folks.
bye. Bye, guys.
Bye.